Hey, y'all, it's Monday, May 6th. It's time for the morning digestion. Papers, all of them, seem to be very upset that Trump has upset the China trade negotiations again. He threatened new tariffs in a tweet, evidently. It's in the New York Times, it's in the Washington Post, it's in the Wall Street Journal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. China, according to the Washington Post, sees Trump determined to destroy them. New York Times, a market slump on this news. By the way, this piece has run for a few days in the New York Times. The New York Times marvels at the Trump economy. This wasn't supposed to happen, they say. New York Times running a column from Susan Rice, still bitching about Trump. The Washington Post, this is pretty funny, actually. Trump says he's owed two extra years because the investigation stole 2 years of his presidency. That's pretty funny, actually. New York Times editorial board tells Congress, give Trump his border money. This is a mind blower. I opened it up and read, and geez, they seem to have gotten it. Yeah, there is a crisis on the border. And they say he needs that $4.5 billion. Give him the money. Michael Cohen reports to prison today. That's in the Times and elsewhere. In the Times and elsewhere, I mean by elsewhere, I mean the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, New York Post, etc. Trump pulls an about face and says Mueller should not testify. It's just the Democrats trying to revive the collusion story. Washington Post goes into the details of spying on Trump, trying to make the case that it was all legitimate. There's one other thing. This big weekend of shooting rockets at each other, Israel and Gaza. Apparently, the United States has determined that this was Iran making trouble, supplying Hamas with the rockets to fire out of Gaza. Four Israelis were killed, and in the counterattack from the Israelis, 20-some Palestinians killed. So the U.S. is sending a carrier group to warn Iran. That's in Fox News. Politics, the Democrats are shuddering as they see Biden's campaign looking a lot like Hillary's. That's in the New York Times. Politico, Democrats desperate to make the debate stage. They have to come up with a bunch of donors, so all kinds of little tricks are being employed by Democrats to try to get donors. Hillary says the election was stolen from her. Now, I see this all the time on Facebook from my liberal friends. We've got to get rid of the Electoral College. I am 100% for keeping the Electoral College. It's the only thing that keeps LA and New York from ruling the country. And she thinks the Electoral College stole the election and Vladimir Putin stole the election. I think that the Russians' involvement in our election or effectiveness in our election is vastly overblown. Vastly. I mean, there's no question they did all these Facebook things, but and supposedly it reached 120 million people. I guess I wasn't one. I mean, I look at Facebook pretty closely, and I don't remember seeing this stuff. And if I did, the examples that are often given of Russian Facebook trolling was just so transparently stupid. I mean, maybe you didn't think they were Russians doing it. Maybe you just thought it was some idiot. And I just can't believe that they were effective at all. But Hillary is out there saying, you can win the nomination, you can run a campaign, and you can have the election stolen from you. Social justice warriors, turns out medieval scholars of the medieval period are a bunch of racists because they just see a lot of white people running around jousting each other. And the Washington Post sees white nationalists taking over the country. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, so how'd that derby thing happen? All right, so I've kind of figured it out. Maximum whatever that was, maximum security, I guess it was what it's called, bumped a horse next to it, which bumped a horse next to it, which bumped a horse next to it, which bumped Country House. And so when Country House came in second, and Maximum Security disqualified, first time ever in the Derby, Country House was a winner. You have to look at the video to think if, you know, to think to decide for yourself if it was legit. Kind of looks like it to me. Although, you know, I watch a fair amount of horse racing, and there's always a bunch of bumping. And so the stewards here, three stewards, stepped up and looked at the tape for 20 minutes and made this earth-shaking decision. I guess they were right. There are stories in the papers today that horse racing professionals believe they were right. And Bill Mott said if it was a, you know, claiming race at a county fair, the winner would have been taken down. So same standard ought to apply for the Kentucky Derby. But what a mess, man. Raining there, tracks muddy, people with their big hats out there in Churchill Downs. Ugh. And I went to Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs a few months ago. It's a beautiful place. I wanted to see it. But, you know, like a lot of racetracks, I mean, especially the big ones, you know, there's so many people running around placing bets and drinking and, you know, throwing garbage away and using the bathrooms and stuff. It always seems, you know, on the ground level, kind of shabby. And Churchill Downs is no exception. I'm not in favor of them tearing it down or anything like that. I'm just telling you, well, you know, when you go to these tracks, Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, I remember Hollywood Park. It's always like, yeah, this is kind of a mess. So that's that. I can't tell you what's going to be on the podcast today. As always, it will be a reaction to what's said in the news. And Monday's really bad. I already went over the sound bites on Grabian and Mediaite, and it's all crap from the Sunday shows. And if I wanted, you know, to play you stuff from the Sunday shows, I'd just tell you go listen to the Sunday shows again, which are largely crap because it's just a bunch of Washington insiders talking about their insider view of things, which is usually wrong. So I'm not sure what's going to be on the podcast this afternoon. But there will be something there. And so, you know, check it out. I'll try to have it up by 3 p.m. Eastern. I've had some mail from fans, which is nice. Oh, yeah, I should mention this. Peter Henry wrote to me correcting my thing about Joe DiMaggio last week. I said, okay, this day in history, Joe DiMaggio's first game. I did the Wally Pipp thing. Actually, the Wally Pipp thing happened later. Peter Henry corrected me. And there's just a bunch of people who've written to saying, welcome back from your vacation, which is very nice. I'm glad you all are listening. And, you know, I'll try my damnedest to get the podcast out by 3 o'clock Eastern, which is my target time each day. All right. In the meantime, rock and roll.